Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be mainly cloudy, breezy again. Chance for some showers, high near 62 degrees. In Kenosha, it's 50 at this hour, 48 in Burlington, Milwaukee 52, 50 in Racine. Burlington High School back in session today after being evacuated Tuesday afternoon because of a bomb threat. District office going with an alert notification. It led to students and staff leaving, first responders arriving, doing a walk and look around, but nothing was found. That threat, deemed not credible later on, remains under investigation. Circumstances also canceling the after-school activities at the site. Those off-site activities went on as planned. The new Community-Oriented Policing School Resource Officer Initiative at Racine Unified and the Police Department has the department establishing a supervisory program and going to be getting some technical assistance from what is called Safe and Sound. Chief Art Howell talking to the Finance Committee this week about this being based in Milwaukee with a proven track record, which is why he requested waiver of the formal bidding procedure when it comes to a contract.
Safe and Sound is an organization that works in partnership with HIDA in Milwaukee. HIDA is a high-intensity drug trafficking area under the federal government. So quite simply, there is no other organization that we could even bid this out to that would have the credentials that Safe and Sound has. They work with our federal partners in terms of working through areas that have high drug trafficking issues and or gang problems.
Chief Howell adding that the almost $5,500 to $9,500 cost of the contract can be covered by the Federal Asset Forfeiture Program, something supported by the finance panel based on Department of Justice confirmation. Racine Unified School District, with construction of three new schools, included hiring goals of 50% local workers, 20% minority, and 20% minority contractors. Some percentages that were met and others not quite. Board of Education told by Barb Riley of Riley Construction that through August, minority hiring was better than expected. Hiring local workers came up just a little bit short, however.
We did not make that goal. We made 90.2% of the goal. Falling short about 7,700 hours.
She and District Operations Officer Dave Hazen noted an ongoing struggle to hire enough qualified local minority contractors. Board of Education had authorized $49 million from the referendum to build the new schools. Administration had targeted $47.5 million. The ledger appears to show that final tally will be just under that mark. Although required only for union negotiations, the Kenosha School Board last night defined the base wage for all non-teaching employees of the district. Board recently defined the base wage for teachers as their current salaries. Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis saying the recommendation was done to remain consistent. Board member Rebecca Stevens saying it is the right thing to do.
Will help us as we continue to work through the wage increases, because we have to look at all our employees. But I think if we know where we start, it'll help us come to where we need to be.
The motion to extend the definition to all district employees was unanimous. Proposals for a $15 per hour minimum wage being unveiled today by Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abley and several county board supervisors. The Journal Sentinel says the wage would be for the county's employees and contractors hired by the county. Abley's proposal would reach the $15 mark in the year 2021, the other proposal in the year 2022. Racine County Workforce Solutions is going to have a ribbon-cutting ceremony next Monday morning at 10 o'clock for the launch of Training Grounds. It's a coffee shop that WRJN's Janet Hoff says will provide training and employment to young adults with limited job skills.
Training Grounds will be located in the first floor lobby of the north entrance of the Racine County Dennis Cornwell Service Center at 1717 Taylor Avenue. Developed in partnership with The Grind, a locally owned cafe founded by Steve and Lisa Novak, the Training Grounds will serve coffee, tea, smoothies, and baked goods. Hope Otto, Racine County Director of Human Services, says in a news release that Training Grounds will provide an innovative opportunity for young adults to develop soft and hard job skills that will prepare them to transition to full-time employment. Training Grounds will employ 4 to 6 part-time baristas who will participate in an ongoing training program that includes customer service and soft skills training. The project is being made possible through Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act funds through the U.S. Department of Labor. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
A pickup truck knocked down a traffic standard at Highway 20 and South Sylvania Avenue in Racine County early this morning, and then the driver continued heading eastbound. Sheriff's deputies discovered a fairly large debris field around that intersection. section, which covered both the east and westbound lanes. Among the debris items, a bumper and a license plate, the latter traced back to a City of Racine address. Meanwhile, the truck and its operator were located at the nearby Quick Trip. A drunk driving citation was later issued. The intersection of Highway K and the East Frontage Road in the village of Caledonia will be getting a new permanent traffic signal. It's predicted to be more traffic going through that intersection with development of the new business park nearby. Racine County to share on the $150,000 local portion of the total cost, with the Caledonia $75,000 apiece. States covering the other $100,000 on those lights. 2017 Racine County budget public hearing still going to take place October the 20th, but the county board meeting will be starting a little bit earlier than originally planned to accommodate fans of the Packers and Bears. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave to present the budget proposal next Tuesday night to the county board. Chairman Rusty Clark took note of the October 20th board meeting being the same night as the Packers-Bears game.
We can move the time up of the meeting up so that we could all still make the Packer game and not have our constituents out here on a night during the Packer game too. So my thought process on it was maybe going like at 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
Clark's offer to reschedule the time amended to have the county board meet at 5 o'clock October 20th. That would include the budget public hearing. Once the budget's presented next Tuesday night, then the county board's finance committee will be doing reviews with department heads as of October 11th. The county board will be voting on the budget November 1st. The vote on the levy will be November the 7th. Meanwhile, a group of about a half a dozen county board supervisors is going to be in Illinois most of today, visiting nursing care facilities owned by three companies that made the best offers on the Ridgewood Care Center. That fact-finding mission to lead to more discussion, public comment, and eventually a final decision. Racine Unified School District invites the public now to participate in an online survey about the middle schools after a number of district stakeholders did so in the first phase of this initiative, but it's only going to be available through this coming weekend. Superintendent Lolly Hawes telling the Board of Education the survey has been administered online through Thought Exchange and has provided a good number of comments so far.
People can go back online and look at all the things that people said and put their stars or priorities where they believe of all of the answers they believe were the most important things for us to pay attention to. For our community and for all of our staff, that is open until this coming Sunday.
Dr. Hawes adding that she and the communication staff will be sharing the results of the survey with the board and the community later in the fall. From there, it's developing a master plan with the Middle School Transformation Committee. It's based on the survey responses. And Case High School is going to be the setting for a debate coming up the evening of October 5th between State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Democratic challenger Andy Mitchell. This will be in the theater beginning at 7 o'clock, sponsored by the American Association of University Women. Race is a rematch of 2 years ago for the 63rd Assembly District seat. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. Our newscasts are in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.